This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Randy Mola will get to some cat talk here with us. Brought to us by Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia, hollywoodkia.com. Randy, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Hey, Randy, do you want a side job?
Thanks for having me, guys. Leroy, the number one thing is don't ever be involved with HOAs. They're nothing but issues. So there's your answer right there.
Yeah, I don't have a choice.
Most people don't have a choice.
Right. They told me
that's
I was a member of the
you, HOA. Guys.
It's great to have you, Randy. That was a huge win last night, you know, snapping the streak, but doing it against the Leafs. How huge did that feel last night just to kind of get that all over with, but obviously against the division leader as well?
Yeah, you know, it is because the Panthers, they played well here down the stretch, and the wins have been a little elusive to them, and people, they just look at wins, losses. But if you listen to Paul Maurice, you listen to the players and that, it's they've got the experience. They've been to the finals 2 years in a row. No disrespect, but a game on a Sunday afternoon, game number 76 in Detroit on a Sunday afternoon, it's not the highest priority. And so let me explain. The Panther team, and I think everybody knows, they want to be healthy and playing the right way with their system, get the new players acclimated, the Brad Marchand, Sturm, some of these players, get them in and that, and play Panther hockey right at the first game of the playoffs. That's their number one priority, and they've made no, they've said that for a number of weeks now that that's their priority. You see so many teams that excel in the regular season and they're pushing right to the end to win their division or win their conference, whatever. Look what happened to the Boston Bruins 2 years ago when they had 190 million points or whatever, and the Panthers beat them in the first round. So to tie it all together, the Panthers here these last, 4 or 5 games, want to get their game in order, get their injured players back, get their line set, their D pair set, and turn them loose and pop the clutch and let's go first game of the playoffs.
Randy, isn't these last maybe 5 or 6 games, were they a bit of an anomaly? Because they outshot every team 2-1. Their defense was unbelievable, and they just couldn't score the puck for whatever reason. And you sit back and look at all these games as being losses, but when you see all the time they spend on the offensive end and how quickly they get rid of the puck on their end, like that style of play should have warranted more wins, but it didn't. Do you kind of just shrug it off and say, we're doing the right things, it's just not working out?
Well, the other way you can spin it is, if we're going to go through a scoring slump, let's do it now, not game 1, 2, and 3 of the first round of the playoffs.
Yes.
I totally agree with you that, you know, we were broadcasting those games. I mean, the game in Montreal, they completely shut them down until the last number is, you know, they score with 8 seconds left, then they score the first shift of overtime. Okay, that could have been a win. Same thing in Toronto. They played very well 40 minutes, just couldn't capitalize. The power play is missing a couple of components. We all know that, Matthew Tkachuk being the biggest one. And then the game in Ottawa, where Ottawa didn't even have interest in even touching the puck the last 40 minutes of the game. The Panthers had 84 shot attempts right. and that, and still lost the game. It's the way you look at it, and I think the leadership and the experience of Paul Maurice, the head coach, the experience and leadership of guys like Barkov and some of the older players, Brad Marchand now that's it with the team. Let's not get too upset about this. Let's put things in perspective. Be on an even keel. You're going to win some games, a lot of games that maybe you weren't the best team that night, and your goaltending has bailed you out. And Sergei Bobrovsky's done that for more than a handful of games this year. Or you're going to be on the other side, and that's the way the Panthers were. They hit some hot goaltenders. I mean, Anton Forsberg in Ottawa was just lights out. I mean, Montreal goaltending. I mean, even last night, for Toronto Maple Leafs, he almost stole the game as well because some of the saves he made. So you hope that stuff all evens out, and then you hope that it's all about the playoffs, guys. The days are gone. I mean, I've been here for 31 years, and that we've had a lot of lean years where we were just crawling and scratching to try and get into the playoff race and let it see what happens. And that now, just make sure you qualify. It doesn't matter who you play. And I don't think the Panthers, and I don't know. I mean, I just listened, same thing what you guys do to Paul Maurice and the players. I don't think they really are concerned whether they're playing at home or on the road, playing Tampa, playing Toronto. They bring it on. Bring it on, because and as you can spin it around, to go to the Stanley Cup, you got to go through South Florida.
Randy, what's been your assessment of the Brad Marchand move so far? Just kind of getting acclimated to everybody. I'm a dummy. I don't know what I'm watching. I just, you know, I just remember I hated him, and now he's in our sweater. So you gotta love him. So what have you made of his early games here with the Cats?
Oh, I'm fine with it. You know, I mean, Brad Marchand is Brad Marchand. I mean, and you're going to see as well with the rest of the Panthers, you know, the first game of the playoffs, you're going to see the real Brad Marchand. Just getting acclimated. He's played with a number of lines, number of line mates. I thought probably he had his best overall game since arriving in South Florida last night. He was all over the puck. I think he had three shots. He had three or four hits. He was a plus two. And that's really positive in that. I think a lot, the middle games, you know, he assisted on the game winning goal by Bennett in overtime in his first game. And then the, you know, three or four games in there, I think it was a lot like what the Panthers, they just had chances, just misfiring. Right. There were some miscues and that kind of stuff. I'm not worried about it. Brad Marchand, the team is, they were just thrilled to have him as leadership. He's been through the wars before. He knows what it takes to win. But overall, no, he's exactly what the Panthers needed. I had no idea that they were be able to get a player like that. I'm just thrilled.
I was trying to figure out when Tkachuk comes back, who is going to be the most annoying one? Is it Brad Marchand or Tkachuk? Because they're both the same guy, in effect, but they now they're on the same team. I can't. I'm wondering. I'm just saying, who fights first? Like, you know, I got all my other stuff. Who fights first, Brad or Tkachuk? I mean, I can't wait. I just, you know, one of the things that I think has probably hurt them this year, a lot of injuries. A lot of just guys banged up. You've had to call a lot of guys up. And it's amazing that they still play a certain way. And I love that. I love that about the Panthers. They play a certain way. You know what it looks like. And when it doesn't, you can clearly see that too.
Yeah, I agree. They built a tradition down here and a style of play that you ask around the league and that, and they do those surveys. Who's the toughest team to play against? Well, the Panthers are at the top of the list because of the way they play. They're in your face, the physicality. They're the best forechecking team in the NHL. They've proven that. I mean, ask the Toronto Maple Leafs after the game last night how their defensemen felt when their face was in the glass, turning back for the puck, and the forwards were. They play a speed game. They play a very a physical game. And you brought up, you know, at the start of this question about Brad Marchand and Matthew Tkachuk on the same team, and that just adding Marchand to this team, it just adds more to the identity. And that's the way I quantify it, is they are so tough to play against. You're not going to get a shift off. They're going to play as hard as they can. They'll play in the back alley. They'll play on Broadway. They'll play any way you want. They can play any style. And that's where the Panthers are trying to get, you know, make sure that their game is rounded out, where when they start the playoffs, all four lines, all six defensemen are going to be pinching in. They're going to hit everything that moves, and that is how they won the Stanley Cup last year, and it's how they went to the finals the year before. So that's the team identity, and that's what we're expecting, and what I think the fans and everybody's expecting.
We had a couple months ago, we had Mackie Samuskevich on the show, and it's been cool. So we have like a little extra invested on him, and he's just been very impressive, Randy, this season. But we've seen young guys like Lindell step up in the playoffs even at his young age. Do you feel like Mackie – again, probably what seems like he's going to earn some time in the postseason. You feel like he's ready for that?
Oh, I definitely do. Mackie Samuskevich has got a couple of special skills that he possesses. If you watch his game, he's gotten so much better at the winning those battles along the boards, and that's going to be a big thing. You talk in the playoffs, it's all about those battles, puck battles in all three zones, and he's much improved. He understands the game. He's very intelligent, and he watches how Reinhardt and Barkov and some of these players and Lundell, Lois Duran, and how they're able to get the puck and win those battles and that. And then what I was talking about, the special skills that he's had, he's got an excellent shot, but he's also got this first and second stride where he can separate himself. So, for example, he's in a puck battle along the boards, blah, blah, blah. He's able to get the puck, and he can turn so quick. And those first two strides, he can separate himself from traffic and get into some open areas and then be able to take that shot. Not a lot of players, especially a lot of young players that are in the first year of the league, have that skill. And that's what he has, and I'm looking forward to him. He's been a very pleasant surprise. His progression has been steady, yet always on the positive side. And just to round it out, guys, to answer your question, is if the Panthers are going to go far in the playoffs, Mackie Samuskevich will play a big role in that. That he has carved out a big role on this team, and he can play with anyone. So that's he's very versatile. He can play up and down the lineup. He can play left wing, right wing. Plays on the power play. He's everything that they expected of him, and even more.
Well, Randy, you know that's my guy. That's my guy. He went to Michigan, so I'm all in.
Oh, that's right. That's the Harvard of the Midwest, right?
That's it.
Before we get you out of here, Randy, we were talking with Gus Forsley a couple of weeks ago about taking pucks off and blocking. How much does that suck? It feels like that's got to be the most thankless thing in the sport.
Oh, these guys, and Gus Forsling's one of the best in the league and that. And I've said it so many times where all of a sudden he blocks a shot and he goes down and this and that. And I thought, oh, no, here we go. He's going to miss 3 weeks, a month or what. Oh, he doesn't miss a shift. He's right back out there and that. He must lead the league in ice packs after the game on his legs and his foot and ankle and that. He is, I tell you what, like I said, he's tougher than that steak my wife served me last night. He is all game, that guy. And he's not underrated anymore because everybody in the league would like to have Gus Forsling. So and he's another guy, guys, that he sat out that game in Detroit on Sunday and that he might sit out another game before these last, four games or whatever, because the Panthers, they want to make sure that he's fresh because he's going to play 25, 26 minutes a night and you want him to be fresh. You don't want him to be banged up. So that's the thing on Forsling, On the Gus bus. I'm on the Gus bus. Are you guys on the Gus
Absolutely, bus? Absolutely, 100%.
I'm on the bus of anybody who is willing to jump in front of a puck for me. Right?
They used to call me the flamingo because I would try and lift one leg and try and not block it. And then I had a coach once that came up to me and says, Moeller, why aren't you blocking any shots? And I just said to him, I said, that's the goaltending's job. That's the goaltender's job. I'm not paid. Where is it in my contract that I have to block shots? But no, it's a big part. It's a big part of team success. You have to sacrifice your body. You got to get in front of those passing and those shooting lanes and these guys they pay the plight. They pay the price. And every team's full of them. They block shots left and right.
Randy, my favorite part of the game last night was when a regular hockey player had to play goalie.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, it was hilarious to me when he's in there trying to do the best he could. They ended up scoring anyway, but it was like he's doing what he's got to do. It was, I mean, I'm like, he's going to get hurt.
Oh, that was last night when Marner that shot. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And the commentator, somebody said, oh, that was the best save, whether it was a goaltender or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what players do. Their instincts, they're instinctive to do that, to try and block those shots when they have the net empty. But it was an exciting game last night. I'm glad the Panthers got a win. Mm-hmm. It's always fun to win. And professional players, yeah, you can say, oh, well, we played well and we did right things and that. But they want to win. They want to have fun. They want to hoop and holler and that and congratulate each other in the locker room after the game. So,
Randy, we appreciate the time. Go catch Randy Moeller and Steve Goldstein tomorrow on Scripps Sports. You got Panthers and Red Wings. Randy, thanks for the time. Really appreciate you.
Thanks, Randy.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. Have a great, great week.
There you go. Appreciate Randy Moeller stopping by the program. And by the way, all guests on 560 WQM join us on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
I can't imagine what it would be like to get hit by a frozen puck.
Oof.
It looks
so painful.
It just, like, even when Forsling jumps in front of one, he gets up and is like, damn.
I don't need a minute.